The world is pouring aid into Japan to help deal with the devastation of one of the most disturbing natural disasters in human history. It's a tragedy of astonishing proportions. The magnitude 9.0 earthquake that was the fifth most powerful ever recorded was just the beginning. A horrific tsunami continued to the destruction, and the catastrophe continues to overwhelm with an escalating nuclear crisis. When a disaster such as this occurs, many ask, is this the end? Is it the sign that Jesus Christ is returning? No wonder that question comes to mind. The damage almost defies description. Have you heard that this massive earthquake actually shifted the entire island an incredible 8 feet? According to Italy's National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology, it was so powerful that it actually moved our entire planet by 25 centimeters and altered the Earth's axis. Even the rotation of the Earth was affected so that our 24-hour day was shortened by 1.8 microseconds, according to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. It was only 2.5 weeks before this that a powerful quake shook Christchurch, New Zealand. Just over a year ago, a magnitude 8.8 quake rocked Chile, and less than 1 month before that, a magnitude 7.0 earthquake hit Haiti in 2010. Of course, who can erase the memory of that shocking Indonesian tsunami in 2004, which took the lives of about 200,000 people? What does it all mean? When a disaster such as this affects so much of the world, many ask, is this a sign of the return of Jesus Christ? Will this be the end of the age? Did you know that Jesus himself answered those questions? He said, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. You see, he also spoke of the sea and the waves roaring. Jesus prophesied there would be great storms and tsunamis that will unleash unbelievable destructive power. So is this some kind of divine punishment poured out on Japan at the end of the world? No. Based on what God inspired in these verses, it just isn't true. The Bible indicates earthquakes will be in various places. Instead, it should serve as an admonition for all of us. But did you notice that earthquakes weren't the only factor? Jesus also warned of other causes of death and destruction. He talked about wars, famine, and disease. Now that leaves us with this question. Do these events signal the immediate return of Christ? No. After mentioning these occurrences, Jesus then said, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. What an amazing statement. Christ predicted that even though these are dreadful, destructive occurrences, it's only the beginning. As difficult as it may be to imagine, far worse suffering and devastation than the Japanese earthquake and tsunami will take place as the end of this age draws near. The worst is yet to come. But that's not the end of the story. These events will lead to the specific sign showing that Jesus Christ is coming back to rule the earth. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. You'll see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So, how can you be prepared for this? Catastrophic earthquakes shake your confidence. Witnessing the devastation of the Japanese earthquake, tsunami, and following nuclear catastrophe, it's shaken our illusion of safety and invincibility. What a reminder that relying on ourselves is as unstable as the ground we stand on. So, what should you do? Jesus said, when you see all these things, you can know his return is very near, right at the door. So you too must keep watch. for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. These terrible tragedies must motivate us to get close to God. Do you know Him? Do you live by His Word? His return is closer than ever. There's no doubt Jesus made shocking predictions that the worst is yet to come. But that's not the end of the story. He also said that the best is yet to come. Bible prophecy tells us that there is coming a time when these kinds of sorrows will no longer happen. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the old world and its evils are gone forever. Despite tragedy, there is a bright future ahead when Jesus returns and establishes the kingdom of God on earth. Don't be shaken. Discover God's ultimate purpose. Then you can be sure you're standing on solid ground. For Beyond Today, I'm Steve Myers.